I have never had a real grown-up hobby, unless you count reading, feeding the backyard birds, and emptying the dishwasher occasionally. But when I was a child, we were expected to have proper hobbies. This was before television, video games, and smartphones made them redundant. It was considered unhealthy to just sit around reading or go for bike rides. Obediently, I did the usual things. Collected stamps, incredibly boring. Built mechanical models, not much better. Collected car numbers, even more boring than stamps. And learned some conjuring tricks. The only hobby that was even faintly interesting because of the psychology involved. Eventually, I aged out of hobbies, as almost everyone does, but now I find that I miss them. A hobby is something we don't have to do, that doesn't have to be done at all, and that we're not paid for. The rich and powerful were the first to adopt hobbies like hunting for sport or playing cards, but by the 20th century, almost everybody wanted one. A vast hobby industry grew up to fill the void. There is something admirable about hobbies. The world would be a duller place without people who obsess over train timetables or baseball scores or Civil War memorabilia. Hobbies fill a kind of void or black hole in our personal universe when there's absolutely nothing to do that we really want to do. This feeling is at its worst in our teenage years, and then again in old age. In between, there's usually plenty to do. Work and family fill the empty space. A true hobby takes us into a world where the only thing that matters is our own special interest, our passion, whether it be ballooning, beachcombing, or bassoon playing. Many hobbyists create miniature worlds that are better organised and more manageable than the real one. Hobby shops are full of little houses, cars, boats, furniture and even tiny animals. A solid world that has more substance than a computer graphic. You don't see so many hobby shops these days. I fear that most of the old-fashioned hobbies that involved building things or doing something or making collections have given way to what I call electronic self-admiration. Staring at phone screens seems to be a hobby in itself, along with grinning and capering about on YouTube, so that other people can admire you, grinning and capering about on YouTube. Never was a device so aptly named. Quentin Crisp, who uttered almost as many bon mots as Oscar Wilde, declared that hobbies are instead of life. But hobbies are so important to so many people that it's hard to believe that they're nothing more than activities to fill the emptiness. They are so obviously about the life we really want, a creative and successful life where we are in charge and where things work for us. So what if the activities that we dismissively call hobbies, that allow us to be more creative and more free, are what life should be about? And all the other stuff is a complete waste of time. This is David Boucher.